Hi, Steph. Welcome. You're here at Microsoft. Since 2 weeks ago, we met and we did. You did a presentation at a Brussels Girl Geek event around Windows Phone 7. You have a very nice thing we're looking at here, but first I'll let you introduce yourself and maybe explain what you did.
Yes, I'm Stephist. I'm a web developer, and I like to build stuff. Those are always the two starting slides of the presentation I do. I'm a web developer and I like to build stuff. And I like to build stuff that's not entirely virtual, but actual physical objects that, for example, are redecorating my house and stuff like that. I really like to work with physical things, but on the other hand, I'm a web developer and I like to tie those things together.
The digital with the real world.
Yeah, so the Internet of Things, as it's called, that's a vision I completely endorse, and I'm very fond of it. I like to tinker with it. So at Girl Geek Dinners, I gave a presentation about, for example, my presentation in itself was a demo because I was controlling it with my mobile phone. I had slides on thumbnails on the screen. Just pick a slide and it was on the big screen. It's a nice way to demo. And I also demonstrated using your phone as an interface for hardware devices. Mm-hmm. So actually physical objects that you can control with your phone. That you can communicate with your phone. Sadly, the main thing I wanted to show that day wasn't available because I have built a very small and not that smart robot. And the day before the presentation, it kind of committed suicide. So probably it was just a software bug, but maybe it had a soul. I wanted to make a statement or something. But it was sitting on the table, and suddenly it went forward and then it just tumbled over the edge of the table and was smashed into pieces. So
so your demo was kind of broken. So we are here today to take a look at that reconstructed robot.
Yeah, so since then I've taken my duct tape and
exactly.
I just glued it together again.
Let's take a look at that.
I really like to build stuff with the basis of it. It's an Arduino with on top of it a Wi-Fi module. So actually, on this device, this is the brains, this is just a battery. So this is the brains, and on the Arduino is a little web server that's running. So it has a Wi-Fi and it has a web server in itself. So you can use other connected devices to just send commands or listen to the Arduino via the web server. So connect the browser with your device with a web page that is running on this device. And the interface also is present on the device itself, so it's completely standalone. You don't need any other devices than this. Okay, you need a lot of devices, but this is the complete package. You just need another control device, for example, your phone. During the fall of the table, the only thing that's really broken was the camera, so I replaced that with another phone. So this is another phone, it's just for the camera. So this is my phone. I've been to my start screen here. This is the interface of the robot. It's actually just a web page. I'm going to refresh it. Just four buttons, and below it's a... It appears to be an image, but it's actually a live video feed of the camera on the robot. So if I actually move my hands in front of it, frame rate is not that great, but it's a view of the camera of the robot. So when I press here left, it should turn left very slowly. I've since the suicide attempt, I've built a lot of fail-safe devices, so it just moves with very tiny pieces. Just to test the interface. So when I press up, then it starts riding forward. the thing that's moving constantly, this is an ultrasonic sensor, so it's a bit like a bat. It detects the distance by sending ultrasound and timing the amount of milliseconds between the echo of the sound. So it's constantly scanning the room. There's another failsafe, so it shouldn't bump into a wall out of itself. It should stop just before the wall. So you see here the camera when you turn it, that you can see on your phone what's happening on the robot itself.
What the robot is seeing.
Yeah, indeed.
With the camera. Yeah.
So it's. It's actually an internet application, so it's just a website that's available on the internet. So even when I'm at home, I can still use my phone.
As you were saying, in the
indeed. So I can move around the robot that's sitting then in the living room or something like that, and I'm still at the office.
Fantastic.
I can move around my robot and see what he's seeing on my phone. So it's another demo of a pretty nice way of. Controlling physical devices with, for example, your phone. And that's the web developer part about me. I tie everything to the web. Everything is an HTTP interface in my mind. And once you've built that interface, you're not limited to where you are. You can just use it everywhere. And wherever there's an internet connection, you can use all your devices, all your tools, all your media and stuff like that.
That's with the connected world and with the exposure of your service through a web interface.
Yeah,
that's the advantage, and that's how you...
Yeah, once you have taken that step, it's a bit of cliche, but then indeed the sky is the limit.
Interesting use of duct tape
is
your friend.
Yeah.
And so thank you very much for also playing in with this on the session and with a Windows Phone.
You're welcome. I had great fun with it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.